89.9 KGRG FM. You are listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark. And what station are we listening to? We are listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM, KGRG FM HD1 Auburn. Also broadcasting on K207 AP Sumner Lake Taps 89.3 FM. And if I sound like I'm extra up key and excited, it's because I'm super excited because we have successfully done our first drawing. I think that is up on my Instagram now.
But we will tweet it out.
Oh, we will tweet it out. Huge shout out to huge winner Sarah.
Yeah.
Who won our first pair of passes, 3-day passes, to go see Bumbershoot. So Sarah and a friend is heading out to Bumbershoot this Labor Day weekend, courtesy of KGRG FM. Now, you notice, Mickey, in there, I said something about first pair, right?
Yeah, that's a little, what is this mystery?
Well, it's no mystery because we will have another pair of 3-day passes that we will be giving away sometime during this hour, this being the 10 o'clock hour.
You'll just have to listen to when.
Yeah, listen for your cue to call. We will tell you when to call in. The phones will go nuts.
Yeah.
And then we will jot down your name. We'll put you into a drawing.
The sweet KGRG cowboy hat.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, Mickey used the weekend roundup cowboy hat to cowboy up to figure out our winner. Maybe we'll use a different hat next time. Maybe we won't. But
maybe the construction man hat.
I like the construction hat. But anyhow, it is 10 o'clock. So it is time for us to do like we do at this time every week. It is time to find out what happened today in geek history.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So thanks to thegreatgeekmanual.com, where I find all of my geeky facts, I go over geeky and nerdy things of historical significance that happened on this day, specifically August 29th. Are you ready?
I am ready.
We start in 1831, where on August 29th, English chemist Michael Faraday discovers electromagnetic induction using his quote-unquote induction ring.
Induction ring.
The first electric transformer. The induction ring is truly more than meets the eye.
Whoa.
Faraday discovered that changing the intensity of the magnetic field produces an electric current in a wire. Induction will become the fundamental principle behind electric generators.
Sweet. Oh, that's so cool.
So we move from electricity to fashion, where in 1893, on August 29th, a patent is issued to Whitcomb L. Judson for a zipper clasp locker or unlocker for shoes.
Oh.
The clumsy side fastener will become a forerunner of the modern zipper.
Clumsy side fastener.
Yep.
Well, that's why I'm calling zippers from
now. Totally. No, it's the zipper clasp locker or unlocker for shoes. Courtesy of Whitcomb L. Judson. I love these. All these people with their
all these old names.
Old-timey names.
Oh, 1800s. Where did he go?
All right, so let's move on to the 20th century and 1929, where on August 29th, for the first time in history, a news bulletin is broadcast by the BBC from all of its regional stations.
Oh, wow.
Also on that same day in 1929, former General Motors executive John Jacob Rajkub announces the construction of the world's tallest building, the Empire State Building.
Cool.
We continue, where in 1940, on August 29th, CBS first demonstrates its field sequential color television system to the Federal Communications Commission, or FCC. It will demonstrate the system for the press on September 4th, and for the general public on January 12th of 1950, some 10 years later. So they demonstrated color TV for the FCC in 1940, but not for the general public until 1950.
Right. A lot of stuff, though, a lot of stuff they had like the capacity for way before the yep. general public got to see it.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
We continue to 1949 on August 29th, where the USSR tests its first atomic device, quote unquote, first lightning in Kazakhstan. Wow. It is an implosive type plutonium bomb with a yield of up to 20 kilotons. In the U.S., it is called Joe 1.
Joe
being a nickname for Joseph Stalin.
Hmm. Oh.
This test comes 5 years earlier than anyone in the West had predicted. With the emergence of the USSR as a nuclear rival, America's monopoly of atomic weaponry ends, leaving the U.S. scrambling for further atomic innovations. Thus begins the Cold War.
Yikes.
Oh.
On this date, August 29th in 1949, begun the Cold War has.
Crazy. That's wild.
We head off to space, where in 1965 on August 29th, astronaut Gordon Cooper, that's a good astronaut name.
That is a good astronaut name.
Astronaut Gordon Cooper in orbit 100 miles above the Earth aboard Gemini 5 holds a conversation with Aquanaut M. Scott Carpenter aboard the U.S. Naval Underwater Habitat C-Lab 2.
Wow. Whoa.
Not to be confused with C-Lab 2021.
So a guy from space talked to a guy under the ocean?
That's yes. rad.
That's incredible.
C-Lab 2 is 205 feet below the surface of the Pacific Ocean. It was the first time an astronaut in space has spoken with an aquanaut. And incidentally, I did not realize they were called aquanauts.
That's a really cool name.
That's actually pretty metal. I like that.
I like it.
The event is by and large a publicity stunt, but its primary goal is to test the capabilities of the C-Lab's electronics lab.
Wow.
All right, we move on to 2 years later, where in 1967, we're going to get into TV a little bit here. 1967, where on August 29th, the final episode of the U.S. television series The Fugitive on the ABC network achieves a rating of 72%, the highest wow. rating in television history up until that point.
Wow.
So here's the intro from that show, from the final episode of The Fugitive.
The Fugitive. A QM production. Starring David Janssen as Dr. Richard Kimball, an innocent victim of blind justice, falsely convicted for the murder of his wife, reprieved by fate when a train wreck freed him en route to the death house, freed him to hide in lonely desperation, to change his identity, to toil at many jobs, freed him to search for a one-armed man he saw leave the scene of the crime, freed him to run before the relentless pursuit of the police lieutenant obsessed with his capture. The guest stars in tonight's story, Richard Anderson, J.D. Cannon, Jacqueline Scott, and special guest star, Diane Baker. Also
Diane's
starring
there.
Barry Morse right? as Lieutenant Philip Gerard. Tonight's episode, The Judgment.
Oh,
dun, dun,
the judgment.
Dun. That needs a dun dun dun
right?
at the end of it.
Wouldn't it be hard though, even now, to get that high of ratings because there are so many different channels and so many different things to watch? I mean, 72% of all ratings—that's a
yeah,
ton.
That's a ton. And you can learn about ratings in Introduction to Broadcasting, which is Journalism 150 that's being offered this fall. Go to greenriver.edu today for more information.
Maybe you'll join me in class.
Yeah.
You know, I'm actually taking that class too. Because I didn't take it last year.
Oh my God, we're class buddies.
Again, yep.
Holy Toledo.
We've been in a couple classes together, and,
yeah.
and it is never a dull moment. So yeah, so if you want to take a class with your favorite radio DJs, yeah, head over to greenriver.edu and type in broadcasting. We have two different degree paths, but we'll talk about that more in the next couple weeks as we get closer to the start of fall quarter. But I just wanted to throw that out there. Amanda, you're absolutely correct. I think the final episode of MASH had up in the modern era is still considered to be the television program watched by the most people. It's crazy. But yeah, with all of your Netflixes and your Hulus and all that other stuff.
Like 72% of all people watching TV. That's crazy.
It is crazy. So let's keep moving, shall
we?
Because we got more stuff to cover.
Blew my mind.
I know, right? So let's jump several years into the future. We're in 1989. On August 29th, Voyager 2 spacecraft speeds by Neptune after making startling discoveries about the planet and its moons. And that's all it says.
Whoa.
That's startling.
That's really mysterious. What did they see?
I don't know. But it was startling. It was enough as they were speeding by. I get a feeling it's like, you know, like when you're driving and you see, you're like, nope.
Yeah.
Just turn your head. And,
I don't want to see that.
All right, so we move on to a year later in 1990, where on August 29th, the British Computer Misuse Act, one of the first laws designed to address computer fraud crimes, goes into effect. The act is the result of a string of failed hacker prosecutions in the 80s, particularly one incident in which a British telecom computer was cracked by two hackers in order to send messages to the Duke of Edinburgh.
Whoa.
The Duke of Edinburgh.
The Duke.
Yeah, and they were like, Duke. All right, let's move on. Let's move on to 1991 and one of my favorite video games growing up. Nintendo releases Super Mario Bros. 3.
Nice.
For I have that.
For the Nintendo Entertainment System in Europe. It is the last major Mario video game for the system. Unlike its predecessor, Super Mario Bros. 2, this game remains true to the original Super Mario Bros. Gameplay formula with a great deal more innovation and freshness than Super Mario Bros. The Lost Levels featured. The game introduces a number of advances to the Mario series, including the addition of a map screen, mini games, many new types of power-ups, new enemies, and several types of new levels. Bowser appears as a redhead for the first time, though it will become a standard in subsequent Mario titles.
What was his hair color before then?
He didn't have hair. He was just a reptile lizard thing.
Not bad.
Bowser's children, the Koopalings, also appear for the first time in this game. So, Amanda, you said you played Super Mario Brothers 3,
I totally
right?
did. And I remember it was way cool because you, like, if you died, you didn't have to start, like, all the way back.
Yeah, that was dope. That was, like, the first time that had happened.
Wow.
So, what was your favorite power-up? Do you remember?
Well, I don't... Now that I'm older, it's really confusing. So, you got the pea hand. I know it was a wing, but it had like a P on it. So we thought it was like really funny to call it the P hand.
Yep.
And then after you got that, you got like a raccoon tail, which made you fly.
Oh, Tanuki suit!
Which makes no sense.
So cute.
Oh, it was, dude, the Tanuki suit was rad.
Yeah, but at the time I was like, I'm a raccoon now, I can fly. But what?
So, okay, so I, in digging on the YouTubes, I found a vintage commercial that I have to share with you guys.
Look who's popping into McDonald's. It's Mario from Nintendo's new Super Mario Bros. 3 game. For just $1.99, a hamburger Happy Meal comes with a jumping Mario. Or Luigi on a cloud. Watch out for a Koopa Paratroopa. Or a little Goomba. There are four different toys, one with each Happy Meal you buy your kids. But hurry, these toys will go fast. McDonald's Happy Meal, just $1.99.
Oh, man.
That was such a pure commercial.
Right? It right, must have though? Been, like, so great to be a voice talent back then.
I'm like, oh, I feel so gosh. Happy just hearing that. I didn't even right? see any of it.
Right? Totally.
Oh, man.
So let's keep moving, because we do have a handful more. Let's move to 1994, where on August 29th, Viacom announces the coming acquisition of video retail chain Blockbuster for $8 billion.
Wow. Whoa, I can't even imagine that much money.
I don't know if they got that money back, because Blockbuster, no longer a thing.
No.
I remember when I thought that could never happen, though. I was like, whatever, Blockbuster will always be a thing.
Well, here's the thing. Here's one of the things that led to Blockbuster and video stores in general not being a thing. Let's move to 1997, where on August 29th, the online DVD rental company Netflix, founded by Reed Hastings, is incorporated in the United States. It will begin operations on April 14th of 1998.
That'll never catch on.
Yeah, so Netflix was founded today.
Wait, Netflix wow. is that old?
Yeah.
Whoa, yeah. I had no idea.
But you used to not be able to stream it. You had to like send away, course. And then they would send you a DVD, and you'd be like, what? I'm not waiting days to watch the DVD that I want.
Exactly. So that wasn't all that happened that day in 1997. Here's a trailer for a movie that came out on August 29th, 1997.
As a soldier, he rocks. As a king, he rules.
Fenara, as pure as virgin snow.
We've met. She's not that pure.
But his choice of a bride leaves something to be desired.
My queen!
Join me, and the earth shall be our empire.
What's She's happening?
The incarnation of evil itself.
Your bride is over 3,000 years old.
She said she was 19.
Yes, he's going to take more than a divorce.
What are you doing?
I can't take a man's life.
Now you tell me?
Kill him.
The queen's name! Lay down your arms!
Lay down yours.
And then we'll rule together.
Traitor!
Kevin Sorbo, star of Hercules, The Legendary Journey, is Kull the Conqueror.
I was like, I was alive then. I don't remember this show, but
yeah, this movie came
really
in.
I was really confused.
It came and went real quick. Universal Pictures releases the fantasy action film Kull the Conqueror, directed by John Nichols and starring Kevin Sorbo, Tia Carrere, and a bunch of other people to 2091 U.S. theaters. In the film, a barbarian named Kull unexpectedly becomes a king after dealing a death blow to an old king who gives his crown to Kull before dying. However, direct heirs to the former king trying to topple Kull and regain the throne resurrects an ancient witch queen to dispose of Kull. The witch has her own agenda, though, and the only thing that can stop her is some such thing that Kull must get in a quest. The film will gross $3,450,000 $1,000 wow. domestically in its opening weekend. No budget information on that.
Yo,
surprisingly.
But like his girlfriend was actually 3,000, but she looked 19.
Well,
talk about getting catfished.
We continue.
Oh wait, Dean and Big Dean said that that is their favorite movie, and they have it on Blu-ray. The
nice.
Cole.
No, yeah. they
yeah.
don't.
He was Come way on. Stoked. He was so excited. Okay, Dirty, okay.
Dirty Dean, colon, Cole the Conqueror.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And his dad's favorite movie, too.
I have to watch
nice.
That movie now.
Yeah, same.
All right, so we got a few more before we close things out very quickly, like, because a couple of these are pretty influential. 2007, where on August 29th, NBC, Universal, and News Corp. founds the Hulu streaming video website with AOL, MSN, MySpace, RIP that social network, and Yahoo, RIP those guys too, as quote-unquote initial distribution partners. The site offers programming from numerous U.S. cable channels, including Bravo, Comedy Central, E! Exclamation point, Fox, Fuel TV, whatever that is, FX, G4, RIP the G4 network, NBC, Oxygen, PBS, Sci-Fi, Speed Channel, Style, Sundance, USA Network, and Versus.
So many.
Within a year, it will grow to offer over 400 television programs and over 100 films for users to watch, share, or even edit together, or quote-unquote mash, which I guess that was a thing for a while. I don't know if they do that anymore. Initially, the site is limited to beta testers, then to users invited by friends. It is publicly launched on March 12th, 2008.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys like the Vin Diesel movies, right? Your Fast and Furious and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, the listeners can't see you shaking your head, but I sure as heck can. So here's a trailer for a movie that came out in 2008.
Save the planet. What for? Life's simple.
Oh, Vin Diesel.
Kill or be killed.
I know, right?
Deep.
A survivor's code.
Who hurt
my
you?
My code. It all sounds great until the day you find yourself confronted by a choice.
What a happened choice at Daddy Daycare?
I learned something that day. Too bad it was the day I died.
I need a smuggler.
What's a package?
A girl. She needs to be in America in 6 days.
Okay.
Cross me, and you'll have no place to hide anymore.
Oh, no.
Are you a killer, Mr. Turok?
Yes. Get into the car. Yes! No mercy for the weak.
I can defend myself.
Or the wicked.
You're risking your life for me. Why?
20th Century Fox releases the science fiction film...
Because you look I.E.
Babylon A.D.
Wait, yeah. What?
Babylon A.D. starring Vin Diesel to 3,390 U.S. theaters is based on the French novel Babylon Babies. Produced on a budget of $70 million, it will gross $9 million domestically in its opening weekend.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. So for all of you Vin Diesel people, that's some vintage 2008 Vin Diesel. Like I was looking at the trailer on YouTube, and like, you know how Vin Diesel is like shiny bald?
Yeah.
He's bald in this one, but not shiny. Like you could see, like, you know, where it's not
still at the follicles.
Yeah. Totally. Still bald, but yeah, it was interesting.
Vintage Vin.
Yep. And finally.
Yeah.
Also on that day in 2008. August 29th, the day after unveiling its Android Market, Google announces winners of the Android Developer Challenge. All of the 10 teams to win the top prize of $275,000 incorporate GPS features.
Oh.
Wow.
So yeah, Android Market.
That's
and that awesome. And that has been what happened today in geek history. If you want to talk about your unironic love for Cole the Conqueror or perhaps Babylon AD, hit us up on Twitter at KGRGFM or call us at 253-833-5004. And if you haven't yet, that's the number you need to put into your phone, because coming up soon, we're going to be doing our next drawing for a pair of 3-day Bumbershoot passes.
Whoa.
Courtesy of KGRG-FM. So speaking of that, let's get back into the Bumbershoot extravaganza. And hey, Mickey.
Hey, Mike.
What's next?
Well, next we got some messages. And then after that, we got some Seattle Party by Chastity Belt.
I like all of those things.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, keep it locked right here to Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG-FM. It is the Mike and Mickey After Dark Bumbershoot Extravaganza, dude.
Nice.
Yeah, it is.
Bruh. Hit the button.
No, you need to play messages first.
I play messages first.
Spot block.
What? No. It's 10:24. Oh, messages.
Yeah.
I was like, I thought messages was a song.
No.
Yeah, me too.
No.
I was like,
I'm going, you know what? I'm going to find a song called Messages after the break. Stick around. Mike and Mickey After Dark. Oh. We'll be right back.
Tuta tuta.
This is the Late Night Death Mask on All Skinless, and you're listening to KGRG-FM, today's rock.
There's one thing you can never have sex without. It's not something you buy.
Or something you take.
In fact, there's only one way to get it.
It has to be given to you, freely.
It's consent.
Because sex without it isn't sex.
It's rape. Consent.
If you don't get it, you don't get it.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
Here on KGRG, we have a show every Thursday from 7 to 10 p.m. called Uncommon Chords. If you aren't quite sure what music we play, let me give you an example. In the 7 o'clock hour, we take things slow, playing softer jams like Dust by Sedona. In the 8 o'clock hour, we pick up the pace, focusing on local and recent emo and indie rock bands like Morrowstone. In the 9 o'clock hour, we bring it home by playing heavier punk rock bands like Coldfront.
Once you're getting down just to help you get back up again. It doesn't make sense to me to beat myself up over this. I'm not tired to blame.
So if you want to get a new look into modern indie rock, emo jams, and more, listen to Uncommon Chords every Thursday from 7 to 10 p.m. here on KGRG 89.9 FM.
Want to join the crew over at KGRG One, your classic alternative?
Oh, yeah!
Want to learn the ins and outs of professional voice tracking and podcasting?
Hell yeah, bitch. Disco hard as hell, Flocka.
Sign up for Journalism 120 in the Green River Course Catalog today. You'll be glad you did.
To learn how to get involved with KGRG, go to kgrg.com or greenriver.edu. You're listening to Today's Rock on 89.9 KGRG FM.
And you're
89.9 KGRG FM. You are listening to the Mike and Mickey After Dark Bumbershoot Extravaganza. And what was that song we just heard, Mickey?
That was Seattle Party by Chastity Belt. You know, I actually have a big connection to this song. I used to, can you imagine like little 14-year-old Mickey jamming out to Seattle Party?
Yes.
Yeah, that was my song when I was 14, maybe 15. I was young and I was loving it. Chastity Belt is actually from Seattle. They're local.
That's
how cool
badass.
Is that? Yeah, they're going to be playing Bumbershoot.
That is pretty sick.
I know. A lot of the bands that I found are actually local.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. I mean, the lineup for this year's Bumbershoot is robust.
I love it.
3 days worth of stuff and things. And I like how they've kept the local roots and local connection.
Yeah,
in
that
there.
Is really cool.
Especially when you get like heavy hitting headliners like Macklemore in there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean dude wears his Seattle pride on his sleeve.
Yeah.
And it's great. And having diverse acts like Chastity Belt, they're local, and you know, obviously Death Cab and all these other cool folks. It's something that's really, really neat. Now, during this time, normally, we would play everybody's favorite game. Oh, I don't have it ready. Stand by.
Is it real or is it fake? We'll do it live, Mike.
Woo.
Woo.
Is it real or
oh, there it is.
Woo.
Yeah.
But what we're going to do now instead, Mickey.
Mike.
What are we going to do instead?
So, many of the things that are going to be at Bumbershoot aren't just music. We're also going to be having some comedians up there. And I love comedians.
Me too.
I love laughing. I think that's a normal thing.
Yeah.
And so, I chose two comedians and one comedy troupe to talk about.
Okay.
Yeah. So what I have prepared right now is some Ron Funches.
Oh my gosh.
I actually became a big fan of Ron Funches when he was on At Midnight with Chris Hardwick.
Oh, okay.
He made me laugh so much. He was my fave.
He used to be on a sitcom that aired on NBC, I think it was, RIP that show. It was called Undateable.
Oh, I heard of that.
Yeah, it's great. I don't know if it's streaming anywhere, but it's worth tracking down. It was 2 seasons worth, and Ron Funches basically plays Ron Funches.
Nice.
So if you're a fan of his style of humor, you will love his character. But yeah, that was a really fun show. It has Chris D'Elia and a couple other folks that I really like. It's a sitcom, but it's kind of as a older fella, there was enough humor for me to enjoy.
So, oh, nice.
So we'll just put it that way. I actually saw Ron Funches, I want to say, like, maybe last year.
Really?
Or, gosh, even the year before. I don't remember now. Saw him at the Tacoma Comedy Club.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Now, for anybody that's been before, Tacoma Comedy Club is a great local comedy venue, but it is intimate.
Really?
So, like, you know, it's not like, you know, seeing like a show or an arena thing. So basically for like a comedy show, you're like right there.
Oh, wow.
So like it was a really good environment. And you know, top shelf comedians come through that club all the time.
It sounds like it could get awkward, though, if they weren't funny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, one of these days I'll tell the story about how I went to an open mic night to go see a friend of mine. And, we supported him.
Aww.
But anyway, sorry. So you have some Ron Funches audio
for us? Yeah, let's hear some Ron Funches. Are you guys ready?
I am.
Sweet.
New York, you're a tough city. Oh, I don't mean that as a compliment. It's more like, hey, calm down. Remember, ice cream does exist. You could have it anytime you like. And if it's a really tough day, it is completely legal for you to just kiss a puppy on its butt. I do like your summers here in New York. It's beautiful. I love the summer. I'm a summertime boy. My favorite time to just relax, smoke a little pot. That's my summer thing.
Like, this guy isn't
being. It's also my winter thing. and it's creeping in on fall. But I'm often a very stressed out person. I have a lot of anxiety. I know I seem pretty relaxed, but I'm actually a volcano that could murder you all.
See,
but I've been relaxing more. I've been trying to meditate. I've been working on my dream board, just writing out my hopes and dreams. I did find out that most of my dreams are just to own a Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Same here. So, Mike, you wanted to say something.
I was, but I forgot what it was. It was just something like, oh no, it's that giggle he does.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing that cracks...
If you haven't seen Ron Funches, he's kind of tall and he's very robust. He's very round and soft looking.
Yes, plushy.
Very, and he has the softest little giggle. It's so cute.
Well, and he's one of those comedians that, you know, depending upon your taste, he laughs at his own jokes.
Oh yeah, I love that.
And it cracks me up all the time, and especially with that endearing little giggle he has, and it just hearing that in that piece just kind of took me back real quick. I'm like, oh yes. So He's going to be playing at Bumbershoot.
He is. He's going to be performing. Another person that's going to be performing is Reggie Watts. And, you know, I really, really wanted to play something from him, but, honey, there ain't nothing radio-friendly about Reggie Watts.
Oh, man.
I was like... I was scouring YouTube for maybe 15 minutes, and I was like, you know what, Reggie? I'll just give you a big old shout-out, because I love your comedy. I just can't play it without the FCC, like, speed-dialing me.
Yeah, you know what? And
that's them right now!
Dude, we're already on radio probation. I don't think we need to incur the wrath of the FCC and or the KGRG corporate department to take us away in chains.
I know. Another comedian that's going to be performing there is Nick Thune. This is one of his comedy pieces about, well, you'll just have to listen. Something very, very very funny happens with his dog. Are you guys ready?
Always.
Sweet.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jimmy. Roots, thank you. I would like to tell you guys a story about how I quit smoking marijuana. Illegally. I got my pot card. In California, where I live, they say it's so easy. You go in, you say you've got anxiety or that your back hurts, and they just give you a pot card. So I went inside and said, I've got anxiety that maybe someday my back might hurt. And he said, here you go. Let's cut that out before it starts. 5 minutes later, I'm in a weed store. I'm walking out with a bag of weed. The lady behind the counter says, hey, before you go, it's your first time. Here's a free weed brownie. And she gave me a weed brownie about the size of a VHS tape. Now, I don't normally like to eat weed brownies because I don't like to feel like I'm dying all the time. But I learned in elementary school, you never say no to drugs. So I took the weed brownie. Yeah, it deserves that. Yeah. So I took the weed brownie and I took it home and I put it inside my backpack. And I don't think that's me bragging. We've all got backpacks. I'm not better than you guys. Put it in the backpack and just left it for the day. Later that night, took the new weed that I got and took it over to my neighbor's house. Shared it with him. Then we went to his backyard and played pinball like responsible 34-year-old men like to do sometimes. And then that night around 11:30, my phone rings and it's my wife. I answer it. And all I can hear is her yelling, what's in your backpack? What's in your backpack? Silence. And then she says, whatever's in your backpack, Mikey ate. Mikey's our 30-pound French bulldog. She said, get home. And I ran home. And she's already got the dog in the car. I can see her from the outside. And the only way to describe the look on her face is divorce. And then I get in the back of the car and I see Mikey for the first time. And the only way to describe how high Mikey is Burning Man high. He's like a dog that's been at a festival in the Nevada desert for 14 days. And he just wants a ride home. In fact, he doesn't even know he's a dog anymore. I get in the car. She takes off. Now I'm in the back seat with my stone bro. And it feels like the beginning of like a stoner buddy adventure. I feel like I'm James Franco, he's Seth Rogen. Who knows what's going to happen, really. We get to the vet, I grab Mikey, and I rush. It's like Boys in the Hood at this point. My best friend's been shot.
Right.
And I kick the door open. I kick open a door and enter very loudly with my stone dog into the quiet, somber room, waiting room of a 24-hour vet. And people are sitting there whose animals are dying. And my animal's living for the first time. How do you deal with that? What do you do? I'll tell you what you do is you fill out paperwork. First question on the paperwork, what's your dog's name? It's like, who cares? His name's Dog. Okay, let's fix Dog. What's his birth date? May 17th, 1950 is my dad's birthday. I don't know this turd's birthday. Only thing I got right was my name. Easy. Then they come out and they take us back into a room. Now we're just in a quiet room at the vet, me and my wife and my dog. You could cut the anger with the most dull scissors you've ever seen in your life. She is so mad, and it's just silent. And then the vet walks in. As she walks in, this is the order that it happens. She flips it open, and she first thing she sees, she says out loud, she goes, "Oh, Nick Thune." Looks up, realizes we're in front of her, then says, "Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a big fan." "So what's wrong with Dog?" Two horrible things just happened for my wife. One, this person likes me and thinks I'm a good person. Two, I said that our dog's name is Dog. She realizes the tension and says, "So how big was the brownie?" And I said, "Standard VHS." And she said, "Did he eat the whole thing?" And I said, knowing him, he probably put a little aside for later. Because she's a fan and she wanted me to say that. I saw a hole and I took it. And she laughed out loud because she should have. Because she deserved it.
Oh my gosh.
Next thing I know, my wife throws the car keys at me and says, "Go wait in the car." Which I think you could interpret as her being angry with me or her saying, "Hey, you're doing a great job in here. Take a 15-minute break."
All right. So that was Nick Thune. He is also going to be performing at Bumbershoot. And there is one more comedy troupe I would like to speak about that's also going to be performing. They are the Improvised Shakespeare Company. They do this thing that's like, they say it's based on one audience suggestion, a title for a play that is yet to be written, and the Improvised Shakespeare Company creates a fully improvised Shakespearean masterpiece right before your very eyes. Each of these players has brushed up on his these and thous to bring you an evening of off-the-cuff comedy using the language and themes of William Shakespeare. Nothing has been planned out, rehearsed, or written. All the dialogue is said for the first time, and the characters are created as you watch.
And if ever
you're wondering where the story is going, so are they. So the night could reveal a tragedy, comedy, or history, and each play is completely improvised, so each play is entirely new and unique.
Fun.
That's going to be there, dude.
That sounds awesome.
I would go just to see them. I mean, it's like a comedy improv troupe, but it's old-fashioned.
Oh, that sounds really, really cool. So in addition to all the music, you also get some awesome comedy, as well as all the food and restaurants and vendors and all that. It is a fun time. You want to go to Bumbershoot, right?
Of course.
Well, then you know what you got to do.
What do I got to do, Mike?
You got to call us at 253-833-5004 right now.
Right now?
Right now.
Whoa!
We're going to jump off the air really quick. We're going to answer all the phones as they start ringing. 253-833-5004. We are going to jot down your name. And while we're on the break, just like we did in the last hour, we're going to throw all of your names in the weekend roundup cowboy hat. And then before we start the slumber party, we will announce all of... we will announce the winners' names. This is for a pair of 3-day passes to Bumbershoot. So you get 2 3-day wristbands. You do not need to be 21 years of age to qualify. All you have to do is just be upwardly mobile and able to make it to the radio station when we tell you to be able to pick up your physical tickets, because we're not going to deal with the mail or will call or anything like that.
Heck, these are,
you will have wristbands in
no
hand.
No time for that.
Oh, yeah, not at this point since the thing's on Friday. but anyway, call us up now, 253-833-5004. If you and a friend want to go to Bumbershoot this Labor Day weekend at Seattle Center. Mike and Mickey After Dark will return right after this. Actually, hey, Mickey.
Hey, Mike.
What are we going to play for folks right after the break?
Well, when somebody wins, they're going to be having a good day by Low Cut High Tops.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That sounds pretty cool. So listen up for that right after the break. Mike and Mickey After Dark will be right back. This is 89.9 KGRG FM, today's rock, dude.
Man.
Bruh. And what?
What's up, guys? This is Andrew.
This is Ken.
And we're Seaway, and you're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM.
Woo! Everything is cool, man!
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is the Late Night Deaf Mascot, Old Skinless. Now that the fat elephants and the jackasses have named their nominees, it's time to go and make America brutal again.
What we are witnessing is the decline of Western civilization. Crushing our potential and battling it on. How will history portray us?
We need to question our leaders. We need to come together for their demise.
Tell us about the board.
Help make America brutal again by tuning in to Late Night Deaf every Tuesday at 10 p.m. on KGRG FM, iHeartRadio, and the KGRG FM app.
I'm some random who gives a f***, and this message was approved by people who will make more money in a year than your poor 99% bitch ass will ever hope to make. Hashtag get wrecked, America.
We are listening to today's rock. We need you to come and join the congregation. We need you to listen in, and we need you to do something. Give us a request. Call us at 253-833-5004. And even better, if you want a say in what we do, you can sign up at Journalism 110 at Green River College.
One of us.
If you like what you've heard, go to Twitter and follow us at KGRGFM and become one of us.
One of us. One of us.
One of us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 89.9 KGRG FM. And Mickey.
Yes, Mike.
What in the name of all that's holy was that?
That was Crybaby by Melanie Martinez. She is also going to be at Bumbershoot. You can go see her.
And you'll see me there, too, because my 8-year-old is obsessed with her. Well, and I promised I'd take her to the show.
Well, and that's the thing. She's like a big deal, right?
Yeah.
For like the Tumblr kids and whatnot.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay.
She was a contestant on The Voice.
Oh, was she really?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't know that.
She like won a recording contract, and she does like this really spooky for if you're 8. No, I mean, it's pretty creepy, actually. Like her videos, they're all actually really well done. Her videos are.
Okay.
They put a lot of effort into, and I guess she has a big part in directing them or whatever. Well, I only know because my daughter makes me watch like the making of Melanie Martinez videos all day.
Because you have an 8-year-old and it's totally fine. See, that's the cool thing
that's
about...
That's not really the demographic, though.
It's really
inappropriate. The demographic is like young teen.
I'm like, you need to stop listening to this. It's totally not appropriate for an 8-year-old. I have no idea how she got into it.
Oh, see, now I'm catching on. But you know what else I'm catching on to, though?
What?
Phone lines are still open.
Oh my God, you're right.
253-833-5004 if you want to win a pair, not just one, but two passes, 3-day passes to go see Bumbershoot, you and a friend, courtesy of Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM. We're going to leave the phone lines open for a couple more minutes, and then we will do our drawing right before as we're changing into our gym jams to get ready for this week's slumber party.
Maybe you can hang out with Melanie Martinez, or you can hang out with some dude York.
Nice.
Yeah. She's coming up next with her song Cannibal.
Sounds awesome. Let's hit that, and then we'll be right back with Slumber Party, and we'll announce our next winner.
Yeah,
this
dog.
This is 89.9 KGRG FM, dude.